and welcome. Why do you laugh at me?
Because you always say it so, like, excited, like a news reporter. Hello and welcome. Like, that's not how you sound for the rest of the podcast. But the first part is, hello and welcome.
I wanted to make sure, like, they were excited and they were into it. Like, they were ready.
Definitely.
All right, welcome to the fourth episode of our podcast.
Oh my gosh, we haven't been canceled yet.
I was just going to make that joke. I was like, we got canceled.
I don't know who can cancel us, but one of you should.
All right, I'm Chippy Bree.
And I'm Francis.
And welcome to our podcast, No Point.
We talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's truly amazing.
Wonderful show.
Wonderful show.
We are on, what do? We're TikTokers.
Yeah.
We were told we have to introduce ourselves. Well, Francis makes TikToks on a roof under the at Francismo10.
And JP makes TikToks on the roof under the same at. He's my brother.
I film him. It's not as creative as I was hoping, right? Welcome back to our podcast, and I wanted to start off the podcast with a new segment. Are you excited for this segment?
You have a new segment.
You
don't tell me anything. I want the viewers to know at home that every time JP hits record and then goes, we're going. And because he says that I'm not good scripted.
He's not.
I have no idea what we ever talk about. I have no idea. Every time that we do a segment, I have no idea what the segment is.
I have two new segments.
Two?
Yeah.
You haven't told me any.
All right, here's the first segment, right? Okay. Welcome to a new segment I'd like to call Correcting Francismo 10's Mistakes from the Previous Podcasts.
Oh, no. I make no mistakes. I perfect.
First mistake, Francis, in episode 2 of the podcast.
Yeah, what'd I do?
You said.
No, filthy liar.
This is a wrong quote. And I'm quoting here, all right?
What'd I say?
You said, and I quote, I'm like Nicolas Cage in that movie Taken. Do you have any comments?
Yeah. I said what I said. You can all stop it. You know what the funny thing is? JP actually immediately once the podcast was over said, hey, buddy, you know that Nicolas Cage wasn't the actor in that movie. And I was just so sad.
Liam Neeson for the people. It was Liam Neeson for the people that are home right now didn't know.
I meant Liam Neeson, but I said somebody. I said.
Do you regret what you said?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Next mistake, Francis, after a quick Google search and corrections from our fans.
I don't know if I love this segment.
Do you know what the ride at SeaWorld is called?
It's actually the manatee and not the mantis. But, in my defense, you were the guy that said, it's the mantis! And I just went along because I knew it began with an M.
But don't you think, looking back.
And I described it perfectly. It was the guy from Nemo. The fish from Nemo.
Looking back at it, do you understand why it would be manatee
yeah,
and not mantis?
Mantis is a bug. A manatee is the sea creature.
So it makes more sense at SeaWorld.
Yes.
Do you think it deserves a rebrand?
Yes. I don't know. We give them free advertisement. They shouldn't get mad.
Welcome to our second segment. Those were the only mistakes you had.
Really?
I'm pretty good. Clap yourself on the back.
Yeah, I'm just...
Welcome to our second new segment, which is called reading 5-star reviews or reviews in general.
Yeah, but we don't have anything below a 5-star, correct?
No, we have 64 5-star reviews. Keep that up.
I bought 14 more after the last podcast.
I got a text from one of my friends and goes, do you actually buy reviews for your podcast?
How rich do they think we are? Like, I have enough money to buy love comments. No, keep the hate coming. I'm good.
But I do have to say this segment was requested by the same person.
Okay.
So basically, I want you to respond or critique the 5-star comments because we only have 5 stars. I'm excited for...
flex. Continue.
Nope, that wasn't supposed to be a flex. All right, here it is, right?
Yeah.
This is great to listen to while cross-stitching or driving in the car. The stories are funny and they make you feel better about life. Ha ha ha. I cannot wait to listen when the rest come out.
Did they say ha ha ha?
They said ha ha.
Only two?
Two ha's and a period.
There was a
period after life.
God. You know, honestly, when I made this podcast, I intended for the cross-stitching crowd. I was hoping that everybody would be listening while cross-stitching. I was expecting it.
Are you criticizing a whole hobby?
No. I've said nothing negative about it. I'm 100% down. I love it. It's a great review. The haha was weird.
Now, we do have to say we do not request cross-stitching while driving and listening to our podcast. Please stick to two, not all three at once.
Exactly.
All right, here's the next review.
Sure.
And this comes from somebody you know very well. Hilarious banter and sometimes surprisingly insightful.
Thank you, Mom, so much for reviewing our podcast.
No, that was Parth.
Oh, my gosh, Parth. What a nice guy.
But I would like to say, surprisingly insightful. I have all...
Yeah, that's fair. We don't really... Please, I need a specific... In your next review, please tell me a specific insightful thing I've said.
Where after listening to our podcast did you go home and you were like, I pondered this.
I got a thing for 10 years. I mean, maybe the genie question, but besides that, I have no idea.
All right, here's the last review of this new segment. Are you excited for it?
I'm very...
Every single second of both episodes made me laugh so hard. Thank you for this. You guys are hilarious.
One of our segments was 44 minutes.
Well,
you know,
every second
they laugh for 44 minutes straight. Check on them. That's a cry for help, not a 5-star review. They need a doctor.
They are having a lot of trouble breathing.
Severe trouble.
So that wraps up our first two new segments.
I wish we had a theme song for it.
Reading reviews.
Yeah! Can somebody dub smash that? I don't know.
You can get a chance to have your review read by leaving a 5-star or a 1-star if you don't like us. Yeah. But, don't leave a 1-star to be funny. We would prefer you to actually give us criticism if we need criticism.
Yeah.
You can do that on Apple Music. This is also a quick plug to follow or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Music or Spotify so you know each week when they come out. Now we're going to jump into the main part of the podcast.
I'm ready. Actually, I'm not, because you don't tell me again what the main part of the podcast is.
I know that we jokingly said in our first episode that when we start off a story with today, that's when you know we're out of stories. But it's one of those things that happened today, and I just need to get it off my chest.
I have no idea what you're about to say, so...
We've mentioned it a lot that we love Applebee's.
Yeah, we do. We do love Applebee's.
And we go to Applebee's a lot, especially the Applebee's in Garden City in Cranston where we live.
Sure.
Where
this is going now.
We just had dinner there. Cat's in the back. I don't know if you can hear her. We're in a car in the parking lot of said Applebee's.
You need to stop giving it away.
I'm sorry, Francis doesn't like when I spoil the fact that we're not in a professional studio. So we had a wonderful dinner at Applebee's.
Was it?
But we had a...
I think there's a reason why we're telling this story, because it wasn't wonderful.
We had an odd experience with a waitress. And, I don't want to be a Karen. I feel like Karens, are the people that make fun of... Francis says he's going to be a Karen. Make fun of wait staff. But some people are just not meant to be... a waitress.
That's not a bad thing. I think we're all meant for different things in this world, and I think we're all good at different things in this world, right? Right? It's not a bad thing, right? Some people are great at talking to people. Some people are great at cleaning things. Some people are great at things.
And our poor waitress, and for the sake of the story, I'm just going to give her the name Dory. That will be explained in a moment, right? And she comes over to her table, like most waitresses, and she just asks, all waitresses. And she asks...
Yeah, some waitresses just never come back. Is that what you're trying to say? You said some waitresses. Like most waitresses.
Well, okay. And she comes over and she asks for a drink order, and I give her my drink order, water. Then she comes away, and then she comes back with the water, like most waitresses. But unlike most waitresses, here's where the story here's where the story differed, right? So she's got her tray. I don't know the word for the tray. She's got a water for me, a water for Francis, a water for Kat. She puts the water down in front of Francis. She puts the water down in front of Kat. She goes to put the water down in front of me, and I don't know if she had a spasm. If her knee flipped, what happened? But the tray went flying all over me. And I got drenched, right? Yeah. And I would not have had a problem with myself getting wet from this poor girl. Simple mistake of dropping the water. If she didn't mumble to herself, clearly did not want us to hear it. She goes, "Why does this keep happening to me?" As if this was the fifth, maybe seventh table this has happened to. Yeah. What I assume was tonight.
How many times does something have to happen for it to be, why does it keep happening, right? You're struck by lightning once, right? That's terrible. Oh my god. Twice. Oh my, this is a coincidence. Three times, it's becoming a problem. Four, at least four. Why does this keep happening? You start thinking, you start realizing after that, because that's a sign, that's a cry for help. Because at that point, it's on them, right?
She's like, stupid, stupid, stupid. Because
we're thinking it's an accident. But to say, but to tell somebody, why does this keep happening? It's now on them. They keep doing it.
If she just looked at us right there and apologized and said, I'm so sorry, I'm going to clean this up, this would not have been a story I would have told.
I thought it's the first time ever that this has happened.
But now I just need answers.
It's true, man.
And then, to make this worse, right, I don't know, there was definitely another thing that happened.
No, I'll tell you exactly what happened if you want to know the second thing that happened
well,
wrong.
No, I think there was a second thing. I know there was a third thing.
Okay. Well,
but I don't know what happened to lead up to the second thing.
I don't know what happened here. But a while, I ordered another drink, and then a while comes by, and the woman brings over, another waitress actually brings over the drink, right? So I knew I was going to be dry because another woman, she hasn't told me any indications that things keep happening to her.
But maybe it's just an Applebee's thing. Yeah.
So I knew it was okay. So she brings over the drink, different waitress completely. I take the drink. It's all good. Then about a good 5 minutes later, the waitress that we know and love, Dory, comes marching on back. And then she goes, she looks at the drink and she points at it and she goes, did the waitress who bring this over ask any questions?
And we all just stared.
What? Okay, I said that in a monotone tone because that's how she said it to us, but I'm going to repeat for emphasis. She points at the water that a new waitress has brought down and goes, did she ask any questions? What does that mean?
It was a good 10 seconds. And you might be like, that's not that long, but a good 10 seconds that no one spoke.
Because I didn't know, like, because the woman didn't she just drop off the water. Now, I'm assuming that this, like, in my head, what happened was, apparently we all had different thoughts of, like, why she said this. But in my head, it's because, you know, she keeps throwing drinks on customers because it keeps happening.
So, and this was, like, an undercover.
So this other waitress comes over, you know, just to make sure that her employees are A-okay. Like, asking questions like, hey, did she throw water at you? Like,
it's been happening a lot recently.
A lot. Like, is she a good waiter? Like, you know, maybe she's just a concerned boss. But just for her to say that. And then when I say, no, she didn't, she goes, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God! What does that mean?
And then she walked away. She could have once again saved herself. If we stared there for a second, she was like, can I get you anything else? I would have been like, oh, that was a normal question, but a weird way to phrase it. But you know, oh, thank
God.
She just
said, oh, thank God, and then walked away. I needed pepper. I needed pepper. No one asked me if I needed anything else.
Why does this keep happening to me?
It's so crazy.
And then I was thinking of Francis, because Francis explained this. I don't tell Francis what we're talking about before we get in our car and we start talking. Because I feel like it's a lot more natural that way. But I think about it. I get it all in my head and I plan it out. And you guys, really, we emphasize, leave us reviews on feedback and stuff. And you can tweet at us at Broski Studios, and we'll always see your tweet. Because we only have, like, 150 followers.
Because so we,
like,
don't really promote that.
We don't promote our Twitter. So
except
it's kind of
podcasts.
Yeah, just our podcast. So it's kind of a secret. If you need to get in touch with us, tweet at us.
Yeah. If you need quick contact, Twitter.
Mind you, we don't check it as often, but we don't need to.
Unless this is the police. Quick contact is my cell phone. I'm assuming you have it.
If you don't, we're on TikTok and China has it.
Yeah, China has it right now.
So I wanted to talk about something, and I don't know if you can tell by this, but me, Francis, and Kat, our sister, if most of you guys know Kat, are very charitable people.
Mm. Yes. Also, we're very nice people. We're very excellent people. We're very the best people. We're very awesome people. Yeah, no, it doesn't sound weird bragging, just saying this over and over, because that's what you just did.
Well, I was trying
we're
to explain.
We're charitable people.
We talked about this a few times, right? But we're members of an organization, a charitable nonprofit organization called
Did we mention charitable?
Did we mention? It's called the Society of St. Vincent de Paul.
Yes.
And it's a Catholic lay organization, which basically they help people in need. I don't know if you've heard about it. They have thrift stores. Like, it's very big around the world. But we are members of it on a national level. But where this leads up to is we often go out of our way to help homeless people we see or people in need that need our help that we'll try to reach out and help them if we can. And this comes to panhandling in our state of Rhode Island, which is legal.
You always pick a topic that I'm so passionate about and so angry. So I know where this is going.
And me and Kat have had wonderful experiences with handing homeless people change or gift cards or food, and it's always just such a fulfilling experience.
Rub it in! Rub it in, buddy!
I think Francis at one time was like, you know what? I always see Kat pull up on the side of the road and give gift cards. You know, JP always goes out of the way and help.
So now it sounds like I'm not even the charitable one.
Well, no, Francis is quite charitable, especially in this story, but maybe not as charitable as the person would hope. You want to tell it?
Yeah, I do want to tell it, because I'm angry again. I was about a good...
Why is this happening?
I was 13 years old, okay? I wanna start this conversation when I was 13 years old. I didn't have a job, right? I was just a 13-year-old kid who had nowhere to go in life. That was my life. And we're in Newport, right?
Which is a very touristy part of Rhode Island. It's where you go if you visit.
Exactly. So if you fly into Rhode Island, you usually go to Newport. Anyway, our whole family is down in Newport, you know, just enjoying. And we're walking down.
They have a main street with a bunch of shops.
Yeah. And we're walking down this main street with a bunch of shops, this, like, very touristy place. And we're walking into, like, just a little store, like a little knick-knack store. And there's a guy out front, and he blocks the door. He jumps right in front of the door. And he goes, guys, as if he's part of the party. Like, as if that's our fifth relative, and we've been ignoring him this whole time.
We have five relatives. Yeah. It's four siblings and our mother. So who was not part of the family at that point?
You're right. But so he goes, guys. And then he proceeds to say that he has diabetes. He has severe diabetes. He has cancer. He has a heart disease.
He was a homeless vet.
He's a homeless vet.
And he had a cane.
He had a cane. Oh, man. He sold it. He was like, look, I just need, like, anything helps. Like, I just can't afford dinner. I just need food, right? And you know, my mom, she didn't have any cash at her because everybody uses cards. She said, sorry, I don't have anything. I'm so sorry.
No. You told the story wrong, and I just have to jump in here real quick. If he was asking for dinner, that was one thing. He was asking for money for his medicine for his high blood pressure. He needed money to buy his high blood pressure, because dinner, I don't think this all would have happened.
You're right. It was high blood pressure. It was that. So he's like, hey, I just need it. So we all walk in, right? And after we said it, now the guy is just sitting outside the store, and I, you know, I'm 13, and again, like JP mentioned, we do a lot of charity work. You know, we like people, right? And I feel other people's pain. I don't know if anybody else has this, but I literally feel other people. Like if something,
no, well, he does not feel other people.
If the police is still watching, again, you have my phone number to get in touch. But like I mentioned, no, like I, like if JP's in pain or if like one of my family members is in pain, like my body will experience that pain with them just because my body is like that. So it's very compassionate. And so I'm starting to think, and I'm starting to feel so sorry for this guy. So again, I'm 13. I have nothing. I look into my wallet and I just have $1 in my wallet, you know, $1. Like I'm 13, don't have a job, don't have anything. I just have $1. And I look at Kat and I go, Kat, I want to give this man my dollar. Because I feel so bad.
Wow. Way to brag.
I just want to give this man my dollar. And Kat goes, okay, that's a great thing. So Kat walks me out because, you know, I don't want to go alone because, you know, he could be a murderer. He could be a murderer. We don't know yet. He's a murderer with high cholesterol. Actually, blood pressure. But anyway, so I walk outside and my Kat and I go, sorry, sir, I don't have much, but here, I just wanted to give you this. And before I could finish with, I don't have much, I just wanted to give you, he cuts me off and goes, really? A dollar? That's it? And now it is too late because I have my hand out saying, hello, hi, sir. It's not much, but I just want to. And he already snatched it, opened up the dollar just to make sure there wasn't another dollar in there. Has done the rub thing. Has done the little rub thing to make sure.
He lifted it up to the sky. Yeah, saw it.
Make sure it's real. That this kid doesn't have a counterfeit. And all he says is, really? A dollar? Now, I not only, now, as a normal person, you would be angry, right? You'd be angry. You'd be, because you're like, hey, man, like, I just gave you a dollar. Like, it's all I had. Like, I'm so sorry that it wasn't up to your standard. But not me. Not me. I felt so bad. I felt like I was scorned by a teacher. Like, I was in the wrong. I was like, the audacity of me to only have a dollar. I should have went to work this morning. Earned more. He only has a dollar now. What medication is a dollar? Like I'm so upset at myself because I'm an idiot and I'm so upset. But and then so I go back in, right, and it's eating me alive. And then I'm like mom, like I go back up to my mom and I was like, mom, we got any more? Like, what we got? Like, she goes,
what's the max we, what's like dealer, no dealer?
I go, you got a credit card? She goes, Francis, I told you I don't have cash. I would have given the guy cash, but I don't have cash. I was like, you don't understand. I gave this man a dollar. I was like an addict, right? I was like a charitable addict who has just been roasted and toasted. Because after he said that, I run back in because now I'm just sad. I was like, mom, I need something. I need anything really. We'll give him. And she was like, I don't have anything, Francis. I was like, really? All of us combined, we have a dollar?
I was like, that seems irresponsible.
This is an idiot. And so the guy, so again, I sneak out the back because there's two bag enders. I just can't look this man in the eye. Later, like, in my life, I've realized that I'm not the jerk in that situation.
He was.
But it took me a good, like, week and a half before I realized that I'm not the jerk in the situation. Now, it would be fine if this was my only problem with charitable donations. But it's not!
And I would like to lead into the next one. Francis, do you remember a few years ago, you bought your first ever Mac?
I do. I saved up for so long. Because, again, I didn't have a job. I didn't have a job at the point. But you know what I did have? I did have a graduation party.
It was right after Francis' graduation party, and he needed to buy a Mac for college, right? He got the cheapest model Mac. He saved up. It was a big deal. The whole family, I don't know if everybody does that, but like when you make a purchase, like a big purchase, the whole family comes.
Especially if you have a close-knit or a big family. You're like, man, this is like buying my first house. Yeah, pack up the car, bring lunches. Like, we're gonna throw a party, right? We're gonna eat out that day because we're living lavishly, you know?
So Francis picked out his Mac, and it was like a 5-day process. Like, we were at Best Buy every single day, which ironically, he goes to work there later on.
Because my mom is a very person that, like, before you buy anything, you want to make sure that this is the thing. Like, again, I'm a very, like, gung-ho buyer. I don't know if anybody else is like this or if you're more like my mom. Like, I'll probably purchase my house and my car the same day I see it, right? I mean, like, if I go to, like, a house thing and, like, I see the house that I kind of love, I'll be like, yeah, that's it. I don't want to see any houses, right? If I go to, when I'm older and I go to, like, a car lot, right? And I'll just be like, yeah, I want that car. Like, I won't do research. But my mom's a big, like, do research, look it up, make sure that's what you want. Anyway.
So Francis finally picks out the Mac, and he's at the cash register. At the cash register. You know, they asked all the questions.
I had to buy AppleCare, which is why I had to go with a cheaper Mac.
I was just
going to
say, like, they were asking all the questions, like, do you want AppleCare? And, you know, Francis is, no kid wants to buy AppleCare, but they know you have to.
You're gonna lose it.
Do you want to buy cases, accessories? Francis is going on and on and on. And it gets to, like, the max of Francis, like, I can't afford anything else, right? And I got to swear here, and it's, we don't swear often. It's not a real swear, but I got it for the story, right? It's not a real swear. It's just a baby swear, but I'm letting you know before
anything.
So
turn away if you don't want to hear it.
So the Best Buy employee goes, so is that everything today, right? Yep. And Francis goes, yep, that's it.
That's it. I'm so excited.
And he goes, so it's going to be a total of $1,600, cash or card? And Francis is like, card, right? And then he looks at him. Francis is by himself. The whole family's around the cash register. And the guy goes, and now the last question, do you want to donate a dollar to the Jimmy Fund? And Francis goes, oh, and he looks at our mom, and he looks around, and he looks down.
And here's the thing. Here's the part of the story that I really, really do hate. Now, I'm already going to have to be borrowing, like, about $55 or so from somebody else because it was already over budget because of AppleCare. Because I didn't plan. Never mind.
No kid so plans on AppleCare no or taxes.
So I already knew it was going to be a little bit more expensive, so I was already borrowing money, and I'm already over what I needed. So he goes, would you like to donate Jimmy Fund? Now I know I'm already using my mom's card for a little bit of it, so I just don't want to spend any more.
This is his entire high school graduation present. Yeah. And Francis goes, no, sir, not today. Maybe later. And the guy with just, he was definitely like, hated his job, hated his life. He was probably like 27 years old, definitely lived in his mom's basement. He looks at Francis and goes, asshole. And then the vet guy came back up and he goes, that's the guy who only donated $1 to me. Imagine. But I was so upset. He called me an asshole because I didn't donate $1. And I don't, you know. You were buying an $1,500 bag. And you couldn't afford $1 for the kids with cancer.
I understand where he's coming from. But why to me? I went, I don't know. And it was already too late because I already said it, so I couldn't go back. I couldn't be a pansy asshole.
How many people do you think he's tried that on and he's changed, like, their minds?
Bro, it was absolutely insane.
Can you imagine he's the biggest fundraiser for the Jimmy
Fund? He has to be. He got me where it hurt. And he goes, literally, this is how it went. I go, oh, not today, sir. And he goes, wow, asshole. And now I'm looking around like, am I the only one that heard it? Did I just get knocked out and nobody else is around?
Maybe somebody kicking a kitten was behind me.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know who you work for, but I don't think it's Best Buy. I think it's a Jimmy Fund at this point. So, moral of the story is anytime that people ask me to donate to things at stores, I do it. And it's the worst thing in the entire world.
And Francis jumps on the chance now that, like, anything, like Ronald McDonald Club, Jimmy Fund, he's like, I'm in. But one time at Shaw's, which is our grocery store, they asked for something. And Francis only had cash and he didn't have the money. And he goes, not today. And we were walking out of the car. And I go, asshole. And it brought back so many memories.
So I went back and donated. But here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing about the way my brain operates. Because now I'm scarred and I will donate to all those, like, stores and stuff that ask for that, but I will never donate to a panhandler. Because so apparently calling me a name is a better thing than just saying to me, that's it. So if I had donated to the Jimmy Fund and he said that's it, I guess I would have never donated to them again. But yeah. So I don't know why everybody looks at me and goes, easy bully, easy target, got him, boys.
They're like, this guy's made of money.
I don't know what it is.
Now, what would you have done, right? I need to know. What would you have done if the blood pressure guy was like, that's it? That's it? That's all you gave me, right? You go back inside, right? And another homeless man came up to you and, like, asked you for money. And then you walked out and you walked right by the homeless man with high blood pressure. And the homeless man with high pressure goes, hey, that homeless man over there, did he ask you any questions?
This is all a segue for Dory, the waitress.
I need to know if she was worried that her job was in jeopardy.
Guys, if there's one thing we learned about this, if you're going to tip a panhandler, just give more than $1. And if you're not going to give money to the Jimmy Fund at Best Buy, be prepared that they're going to call you names.
And if you ever work at a wait staff and you spill water on a guest, never respond with, why does this keep happening with me? There wasn't even an apology. There was no, I'm so sorry. It was just, why does this keep happening to me?
How many times? How many?
We'll never know. All right, guys, that's our podcast for today. Thank you for coming back to No Point week after week.
Yeah, it's truly now one of my favorite things we get to do is just get to talk and tell stories together. I really do love it.
So if this is your first podcast that you've listened to out of all of them, go back and listen to the other ones. I hope they're really good. Leave a review.
Just remember, before, if this is your first podcast, remember the reviews we've heard so far. Very insightful. And out of 44 minutes, she laughed every second.
And so, wonderful while cross stitching.
Have an inhaler. Have an inhaler nearby.
Bring an inhaler with you.
Gotta need oxygen.
And Parth, let us know what insightful details we gave you today.
Yes,
So if this was your first, go back and watch the other ones. We would really appreciate criticism, reviews, if you give us a review. Talk to us, have a conversation with us on Twitter. We always give a code word if this is your first podcast, so we know you listened.
So the code word is going to be for this week. Can I get it?
Yeah.
$1, that's it?
$1, that's it. I was going to say, do you want to donate to the Jimmy Fund?
No, $1, that's it. No, you have two. $1, that's it. Or, why does this keep happening?
It has to be why does this keep happening. Why does it keep happening?
Okay.
So all right. Kat said the code words is why does this keep happening to me? And tweet at us why does this keep happening to me? Leave it comments on our TikToks, Broski Studios, or Francismo 10. Post on your Instagram story you listening to the podcast, and we'll always repost that.
Always.
I don't know, do nothing. Be like, I don't want people to know I listen to this podcast. It's weird.
It's a secret thing.
We also have merch for No Point Podcast, as well as merch for all of our endeavors, from Broski Studios to Francismo 10. If you go to Teespring.com/Broski Studios, or it's linked in any of our TikTok or Instagram bios.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think that's it for this week.
Do you love me?
Why would you ask this on air? You know that I'm not going to give you the answer you want.
Why does this keep happening to me?
Happens every time.
$1, that's it!
Hey, Francis, would you like to join us in the Jimmy Fund?
Yes! Yes, I would. But yeah, again, thank you guys so much for listening. So I'm Chippy Bree on all social media, signing out.
And I'm Francis.
You signing out?
You know I'm not going to sign out.
I hate that you do that.
I'm never going to do it. See you guys.